What if everything you believed about sales prospecting was wrong? In 2003, a rookie sales rep with no B2B experience joined Salesforce.com answering phones for $50,000 a year. Within months, he'd question everything about traditional sales and accidentally create a system that would generate over $100 million in recurring revenue. The secret? He stopped cold calling entirely. Instead, he built a machine that turned outbound prospecting into a predictable science, something so repeatable that Mark Cuban calls it essential reading. This wasn't about charisma or closing techniques. It was about designing a system that worked regardless of who ran it, a true revenue engine that eliminated the guesswork, panic, and late-night deal hustling that plague most sales organizations. Picture the CEO pacing at midnight, staring at spreadsheets that refuse to add up. Revenue was easy when the founders closed deals themselves, personal relationships, shared vision, natural chemistry. But now, hiring 10 salespeople hasn't doubled revenue. It's barely moved the needle. Welcome to the hot coals, that anguishing transition from scrappy startup sales to systematic, predictable growth. Most companies stumble here, stuck between $2 to $5 million, unable to crack $10 million despite hiring expensive talent. Why? Because they're operating on a fatal assumption that salespeople will magically generate their own leads. They won't. Even exceptional salespeople hate prospecting. They're terrible at it. And once they land a few big accounts, they become so consumed with servicing existing clients that new business development evaporates. It's like expecting your best chef to also farm the ingredients. Wrong person, wrong task. Traditional cold calling fails universally. In 2003, Salesforce.com faced a crisis: expensive reps with thin pipelines and misaligned marketing leads. Aaron Ross abandoned cold calling entirely, creating a specialized team focused solely on generating qualified opportunities from cold companies. The breakthrough came from mass emailing executives. An experiment with 200 emails revealed the truth. Sales-focused emails generated 0% response. Short, humble emails asking for referrals generated 10% response. This shift, asking for directions instead of pitching, increased qualified opportunities by 500% the following month. Plain text referral requests consistently generated 7 to 9% response rates for years. After 12 months, a $100,000 hire generated $3 million in contracts. Meanwhile, desperate boards set arbitrary growth targets without building infrastructure. Under pressure, companies double down on what isn't working: more salespeople, higher quotas, louder demands. The truth? In high-performing organizations, salespeople don't cause growth, they fulfill it. Lead generation causes growth. Companies like Zoom and HubSpot invested heavily in demand generation before scaling sales teams. Organizations that persist emerge with something remarkable: a predictable, scalable revenue machine independent of heroic individual efforts. The most transformative step in building a revenue machine isn't technology, it's specialization. Sales development reps prospect cold companies. Market response reps qualify inbound leads. Account executives close deals. This separation ensures your highest paid talent never waste time on cold outreach. One SDR typically supports 2 to 5 AEs, while one market response rep handles roughly 400 monthly leads. When Salesforce.com combined roles in 2004, productivity plummeted 30% in 1 week. After reverting to separate teams, performance normalized immediately. Inbound and outbound prospecting require completely different mindsets. Market response reps need rapid qualification and pattern recognition, while SDRs require persistence, creativity, and resilience. Account executives shouldn't prospect broadly. Instead, focus on 3 high-value activities: maintaining a top 10 list of strategic accounts with detailed plans, mining current customers for upsells and cross-sells, and developing referral partnerships through systematic networking. Companies implementing proper specialization report 20 to 30% productivity increases. Compensation must align perfectly. SDRs earn based on qualified opportunities created, market response reps on qualified leads processed, account executives on closed revenue. Cold Calling 2.0 transforms outbound prospecting from art into science through five systematic steps. First, define your ideal customer profile, a one-page document including positive criteria, company size, industry, technology stack, and red flags, recent competitive purchases, budget constraints. Second, build targeted lists using data sources, like OneSource for Fortune 5000 companies, InfoUSA for small businesses, or ZoomInfo for higher quality. Third, run email campaigns, your primary weapon. SDRs should send 50 to 100 targeted emails daily, aiming for 5 to 10 responses, roughly 10% response rate. Effective emails look like individual communications, read easily on smartphones, establish credibility with customer examples, and ask one simple question. Send midweek during non-business hours for 7 to 9% response rates. Fourth, sell the dream by helping prospects envision solutions rather than pushing products. Listen 70% of the time, talk 30%. Ask about team structure, current processes, systems, challenges, priorities, and decision-making. Finally, pass the baton. Have SDRs qualify leads and smoothly transfer relationships to account executives. An opportunity qualifies when the company fits your profile, you're speaking with someone influential, and there's clear interest in a next step. The best transfers are hot, directly to the salesperson, followed by scheduling specific discovery calls with email introductions as a last resort. This system doesn't rely on charisma or luck. It's pure process, repeatable by anyone willing to follow it. The most destructive mistake companies make is treating all leads identically. Three fundamentally different lead types exist. Seeds come from customer referrals and word of mouth. They require patience but yield the best harvest. Seeds convert at 50 to 100%, close in 1 to 3 months, and have the highest lifetime value. Generate more by obsessing over customer success. Nets are classic marketing programs. Content marketing, SEO, webinars, social media, casting wide for prospects who find you first. Nets convert at 15%, take 3 to 6 months to close, and have medium lifetime value. Spears involve targeted outbound efforts, like cold calling 2.0, proactive approaches where you identify ideal prospects and reach out directly. Spears convert at 10-30%, take 3 to 9 months to close, and have high lifetime value. The most effective revenue strategy incorporates all three types in proportions appropriate to your business model and growth stage. Modern prospects want to engage on their own terms. The layers of the onion approach lets them choose their own adventure, moving forward step by step as they're ready. Early stage companies obsess over acquiring new customers while ignoring current ones. We live in an age of frictionless karma, where bad experiences spread instantly. Hold the hands of your first 50 customers, call them, visit them, ask for input, then act on it. Your existing customers are your most powerful growth engine. Even experienced executives repeatedly sabotage growth through 7 critical mistakes. First, CEOs who don't take responsibility for understanding sales and lead generation. You can't delegate comprehension. Second, making account executives prospect when they should focus on closing. Third, assuming channels will sell for you. Build direct sales success first. Fourth, talent fumbles. Hiring poorly, especially sales leadership, insufficient training, unrealistic ramp expectations, promoting the wrong people, and using money as the only motivator. Fifth, thinking product out instead of customer in. When sales struggles, examine your ideal customer profile clarity. Pick a niche, get rich. Companies love describing what they are. Customers only care about results they'll achieve. Sixth, sloppy tracking. Monitor 5 metrics: new leads created monthly and their sources, lead to opportunity conversion rates, qualified opportunities, number and dollar value, opportunity to close rates, and booked revenues, new business, add-ons, renewals. Seventh, command and control management. Dictating is easier than coaching, but treating employees like resources kills engagement. The antidote isn't working more. It's working systematically, with clear roles, accurate metrics, and processes that function independently of individual heroics. Design yourself out of the sales process by asking, how would the team operate if the manager disappeared tomorrow? Identify key responsibilities, goal setting, coaching, talent management, and brainstorm how these could function without traditional oversight. When distributing responsibilities, follow 4 steps. Eliminate unnecessary tasks using the 80-20 rule, automate what's possible, outsource appropriate functions, then delegate what remains. For larger teams, create sub-teams of 8 to 10 people with rotating leads or assign functional responsibilities with specific leads for different areas. Transparency in compensation and performance metrics allows team members to identify top performers and seek their advice. Building a predictable revenue machine requires 9 fundamental principles. Be patient. Developing a sales engine takes 4 to 12 months. Experiment constantly with A/B testing. Avoid one-off projects. Use your sales automation system instead of Excel. Sketch simple flowcharts of your processes. Focus on results, not activity. Track fewer, more important metrics. Pay special attention to batons passed between teams, and take baby steps with consistent, small improvements. The best long-term source of salespeople is developing your own through a farm team system, creating clear career paths where each role prepares employees for the next level. The real revolution isn't growth hacks. It's building systems that work without heroes. Your job isn't to be the smartest person closing deals. It's to create a machine that grows without you. Most organizations fail this transition, not from lack of talent, but from refusing to abandon habits that got them to their first million. What works at 1 million kills growth at 5 million. What works at 5 million strangles you at 20 million. Companies that break through understand this. Sustainable growth comes from designing systems where average performers produce exceptional results, not from hiring exceptional performers to compensate for broken systems. When you build proper specialization, implement systematic prospecting, understand your lead types, and create self-managing teams, revenue becomes forecastable and growth becomes controllable. You've built something that compounds, a true revenue machine that generates predictable pipeline, converts consistently, and scales without breaking. The question isn't whether this approach works. The question is whether you're willing to abandon the comfortable chaos of heroic selling for the disciplined systems that create lasting growth.